Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Actually, for this next story, don't collect 200 marks, as if you'd collect 200 marks anywhere in the former East Germany. Definitely not in a game called Bureaucratopoly. In Germany, it's as well known as Monopoly is here. That's because Bureaucratopoly was dreamt up by dissidents in communist East Germany years ago. And even though communist Germany feels as dated as buying property on Park Place, Bureaucratopoly is getting some new life breathed into it. Michael Geithner is at the GDR Museum in Berlin. That's a tough game name to pronounce, Bureaucratopoly.
Well, when you would pronounce it correctly, you would say Bureaucratopoly, but also for Germans, it's not so easy to pronounce it. But, well, that's the name of the game when it was invented back then in the 1980s, and we didn't change it, of course. It's not a board game that we invented that says, okay, GDR is like this and like this and like that. But it was made in GDR and gives you an inside look, a very authentic inside look on the state from somebody who had to deal with it. Also, the Stasi got aware of the game and put a whole copy into their files.
So this was some real subterfuge going on during the Cold War.
Yes, you know, the man who made the game, Martin Böttcher, he was in the political opposition. And he had to struggle with a lot of serious things. And he wanted to make a game that lets him deal with all those issues in a playful and, yeah, also somehow entertaining way. And together with all his friends from the opposition back then. And of course, the Stasi became aware of that. But he never found out that it was put into his files until 1989.
So, Michael, we know how Monopoly works. You get a token, you kind of trot around the board, and you buy a property and try and get really rich. How do you play Bureaucratopoly?
Well, Bureaucratopoly is a totally different game. It has nothing to do with Monopoly anymore because money is absolutely no thing to play with in this game. Today, when you want to buy a car, you gain the money and you go buy the car. But in GDR, when you had the money, you couldn't get a car. You had to wait for years and years and years because there weren't so many cars available. So what was really important was power and to gain power. And when you had power, you had political power. It was much more easy to get, yeah, for example, a car. And so Bureaucratopoly is all about gaining power. You start as a simple worker. You have several game pieces. Well, let me explain the game board itself.
Yeah, what does the board look like?
Yeah, the board looks like a pyramid from top. So in the center, there is the most powerful man in the state, the general secretary. And on the outside, on the lowest level, there are the simple workers. You put your pieces there and as the game goes on, you gain power. You become head of department, or later you become maybe a general in the army or into the Politburo. And when you finally gain the position of the general secretary, you win the game.
Right. First you get the power, then you get the money, then you can buy your car. It's kind of like the opposite of Scarface, where you get the money first and then you get the power. Any sign that school teachers are interested in using the game in their classrooms and kind of pulling some of those lessons out?
Okay, so yesterday we officially released the game. And this morning I opened my mailbox and I got orders for about 300 board games. So people really, really want to play the game. And I am totally overwhelmed how many there are who want to play it.
So apparently a lot of interest in learning about the past of the German Democratic Republic. I guess no chance to purchase railroads or utilities with Bureaucratopoly. Do you at least get a chance to remove Stasi wiretaps from any property you live in?
Well, not really, but what you can do is you can take the career of a Stasi officer and by that gain power and influence in the board game.
Yeah.
So it's about changing the roles, you know, and switching the roles, and you play a game or you get inside of a role that maybe you don't really want to be. You have to play a little bit unfair, but you have to do it in order to win the game.
If you can't beat them, join them. Michael Geithner at the GDR Museum in Berlin, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.